June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Latz comes home. There's a line shot to left center field. On the run is Carter. He can't get it. It's beyond his reach. All the way to the wall. Wallner is home. France around third. He will score. Rounding third base and holding up now is Willie Castro with a two-run triple as the Twins lead it 5-2.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Rangers lose 6-2 in Minnesota on this radio station. 11:30 pregame this morning for Game 3. The KNC Masterpiece will burp and then get you there to be that fast with their program today. But the good news is Evan Carter. He is catching fire, and this is great to see. Two more hits yesterday. Guess his average, unless you're looking at it right now, Bobby.
I'm not looking at it yet. I know I saw it yesterday. It said 255 at the start of the game. So I don't know. He's 270.
That's a big jump in one game. 15
That's
points.
Because he's only played like 7 games this year or whatever.
That's fair.
18 games.
18 games. I'll say it's 261.
To what?
261.
278.
Damn. Okay. See?
So you ended up.
Wow.
I was going to say.
I'm going to screw with you tomorrow now. But just for that.
Bobby's actually right. It went from 255 to 278.
In one game.
In one game.
Remarkable.
Yeah, but he now has 8 hits in his last 3, but the Rangers lose. We know that Evan Carter is not making the All-Star team. How many All-Stars do they have, Gene? As they are right now 5.5 back in the American League West in 4th place.
So, David Schoenfield, friend of the show. Put out his all-star predictions for both leagues. And, you know, he's looking at the debates even within the position group. So, you know, with shortstop, it's Bobby Jr. and Jeremy Pena and Jacob Wilson. And you get this, you know, starting pitchers. Is it going to be Skubal or Bubik who's going to start? Be the, you know, game one, the opening, the starter for the all-star game. First base. Then you go to the regular starters. And he lists all the starters. So there's no position players on this Ranger team that are listed as starters. And to be fair, there shouldn't be. This team, nobody on this team has offensively earned the right to be an all-star game starter.
No.
No, now, not at all.
There are also no reserves for position players. And to be fair, I don't think anybody has deserved a spot on the reserve from a position player standpoint. One other thing to notice, remember, is that every team has to be represented. So all 15 American League teams, all 15 National League teams, you have to have at least one player on each.
Weak.
So of the if there's 30 guys on the roster, which I think the All-Star game now is 30, 15 are already taken. They're already taken. 15 spots are already taken. So let's go to the pitchers. All right, there's Bubik, Royals having a good year, and Garrett Crochet, the Red Sox.
By the way, what offensive player do you think is leading this team in WAR? And what do you think the number is?
Oh, man.
I think it's still Wyatt.
Yeah. I'll say Josh Smith.
Wyatt 2.0.
Wyatt 2.0?
Wyatt and 2.0 is war.
Wyatt 1.9.
1.9.
So you both are saying Wyatt 1.9. Oh, there's one there from Peyton Russell.
So
that's the leader.
That's the leader. So Bubik, Crochet, Max Fried, Hunter Brown, Houston, Rodon, Framber Valdez. Jake DeGrom is on here. So he is on here as one of the pitchers. But that's it. And he even writes, Evaldi's left off only because he's on the injured list, but he's not expected to be out long, and he was as good as anyone. Well, if he's not expected to be out long, that means he's going to be back and healthy for this. It's great to see DeGrom back, and even though he's not as dominant as in his past Met days, he's still got a 2.12. And then Valdez says he gets the nod over Tyler Mahle, Joe Ryan, and Shane Smith obviously is the White Sox rep. But hang on a second. Framber? His ERA is a full run worse than Mally's. Framber?
And
by the way, Houston already has Hunter Brown on here. They've got other players on the All-Star team already. Peña is already going to make it. So it's not like they needed a rep.
There's a little bit of a, I don't want to call anybody out, KNC Masterpiece. There's a little bit of an anti-Mally sentiment kind of starting to build a little bit.
I thought there's been like an anti-Evaldi from the national people over the last month.
Right, remember Evaldi was left off the Cy Young contender list. It's like, bro, lead the league in ERA.
So KNC was talking yesterday and they were discussing Mally. And this is actually fair. I'm joking when I say they're being haters.
It's going to be an ugly crosstalk after the Pacers and now Mally.
Yeah. I'm gonna be in Hagelin's face because he doesn't give me enough opportunities to get in his face. This is one of them where I'm going to be all over it. But the Hagee was talking about that. Yeah. If you look at it, some of the peripherals don't look great on Mally at times. And if you look at his last four games now that he's pitched, especially after the Minnesota game the other day, which they won, great 16-4. But his last four starts, 5 runs, 3 earned runs allowed, 6 innings, no earned runs, but he did walk 3. Then 5 innings, 4 runs allowed, 5 innings, 4 runs allowed. So over his last 4 starts, his ERA is 4.5. He's got basically a 1.5-1 strikeout to walk ratio right now. So, I mean, some of that's going to start, it's going to start balancing a little bit. He's given up, he had given up 2 home runs heading into his last 2 starts, and he's given up 2 home runs in his last 2 starts now. So people are starting to hit him harder. He's starting to have more control issues. It does feel like maybe Mally's just kind of settling back down to where he's supposed to be.
Regression of the mean is totally normal. That's that happens when you're playing, you know, kind of above your skis or over your skis, whatever the hell the saying is. But okay, it's fine. You want to take. That still doesn't mean that Evaldi should not be on it when he's only missed what, 1 turn of the two turns of the rotation.
Yeah,
you know that doesn't seem enough to me. So 1 Ranger right now, Jacob DeGrom. As an All-Star.
So the American League leader in ERA, because I still think Evaldi qualifies for it. He's not on there. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. It is Diamond Cavs here on 105.3 The Fan. I got this little here, this little note for you. Roman Anthony.
Oh, Peyton. Happy birthday, my friend. Today, this is for you.
Which part of this?
What do you think? It's your story and topic.
I know, but I have 2 Roman Anthony ones, so I was wondering which one it is.
I think it'll be... go ahead and go through it. I think it's going to become obvious.
All right, I may have three. So the first one here with Roman Anthony is... he's turning heads. His sister is turning heads.
There you go.
Let's okay.
All right. What? Wait, give me the other 2 topics
to see
what could have been in contention in your mind.
Well, it's the audio I was going to play that connects Roman Anthony to... the Florida Marlins or former Marlins GM who was killing the move.
Okay.
That was the other one.
All right. So, and then the next one that Peyton would love.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It was a spittle email, so maybe that's what it was. He was trying to butter up.
Okay.
All right, so I wasn't sure. But
get your Google fingers ready.
Yes.
Already
Roman
there.
Anthony is turning heads, baby, and so is his sister. That's part of the story here.
This is a mob scene photo taken at Fenway.
They say he has the most Italian family ever. His name is Roman Anthony. You know what his father's name is?
Roman Anthony.
Tony Anthony, as in Anthony Anthony. His brother's name is Anthony Anthony. His grandfather's name is, you guessed it.
No.
Anthony Anthony.
Anthony Anthony. Anthony.
Tony Anthony.
Anthony.
I had a cousin, Uncle Frank Francis. Francis Francis. I was never understood like how your parents would do that to you. But there you go. His sister was the...
I'll take a little sip.
She was the...
What's her name?
Leah. What's Leah her, Anthony.
I mean, is she in college, hopefully? Do we have an age on this?
It looks like...
Hopefully.
Yeah, she just...
Should have probably prefaced it.
It looks like she posted, thank you, Florida State, for the best 4 years of my life.
Okay.
So she's out of college.
We're in the clear. Belichick range.
Leah Anthony. Leah Anthony with two Y's on Instagram. No. And she is...
She's really attractive.
She's very attractive. But the whole family was there. The gold chains. Gold chain on top of gold chain. One of the guys, I think, was wearing a turtleneck, which is... Very Gweed. Right? Gotta have that.
Well, it's a good day for athlete sister discovery. Because I think TJ McConnell's sister, who you were referencing earlier, she's attractive.
Yep.
Yes. In fact, I might take TJ McConnell's sister.
Nope.
No. Over Leah Anthony?
No, I'm just saying, like, that's more like my, like that's kind of, it's kind of, I like the darker hair. That's going to be the bigger thing for me. Okay. I like the darker hair.
All right. Honey. I mean, this is not... She's not a blonde.
No, Kristen's hair. Yeah.
This girl's not a blonde.
Let's see her hair.
All these pictures I'm seeing, she's got these like blonde highlights in it.
No, at the game. Those are some blonde highlights.
There's some highlights.
Kristen's hair
that.
Looks more like the Red Sox.
No, she doesn't have any highlights. She's firm brunette.
Okay.
So this brings
not
us
the
to
I've seen.
Really firm.
This brings us to
part.
This brings us to our second Roman Anthony story of the day, and this is also tied in with the Royals' top prospect, Jack Caglianone, another
what's his ethnicity?
Another Paisan.
Just say that last name again,
Caglianone. He played at the University of Florida. And he was like the third or fourth overall pick of the draft. I mean, he's a lefty version of Wyatt Langford.
He just played at Florida too, yeah.
Just a horse. Just a horse of a human. Just tree trunk legs, big butt. I mean, everything you look for. And David Sampson, who was the president of the Marlins, I thought had one of the more disgusting comments. That you will ever, and maybe this is just, maybe I'm making way too much. I think this is a disgraceful thing for somebody who was in Major League Baseball to say.
What Kansas City has done is the single most irresponsible move I've seen in quite a long time. If he's going to be that good, how do you call him up now where he will hit arbitration a full year earlier than if they had waited till after around June 17th? We waited to call up Miguel Cabrera until after June 17th, and therefore we got an extra year at the minimum. I have no idea how a team that's not in the top 10 of payroll is not paying attention to dates. And the Royals forcing the issue? That's a bunch of horse hockey. You take the extra 2 weeks because it gives you a an extra year, and it compounds itself in arbitration. This is a $10 million decision they made. He better be Vladimir Guerrero Sr., and he better start now. But to me, the GM said, oh, we're not going to make a move, you know, until the team is hot. Whatever. I don't know what they were doing here, Matt. I would not have done that. Now, of course, he could get a full year of service time if he finishes top two rookie of the year, in which case it wouldn't matter. But he's got to finish top two in rookie of the year. But I guess as Vladimir Sr., he may. But for me, this is irresponsible.
That guy sounds like he's allergic to water.
Just like, I break out in a rash.
That's the South Park character.
Yes, it is. What the hell is his name? Oh, yeah. That's,
this is Kyle? Not Kyle.
No, I don't hear it.
Yeah.
The what? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a disgraceful thing to say. You're purposely saying that we want to keep this guy in the minor leagues for an extra couple of weeks just so we can get cheap labor out of him for an extra year.
Yeah.
I want to purposely keep his costs down and his salary down. That's just a loser comment.
I totally agree with him and disagree with you. This is stupid business by Kansas City. Everything he said, I 1,000% agree with.
You can't. I mean, like, that's
everything.
Just, that's just terrible to
You shouldn't run a business. You can't operate a business based upon the way you're thinking right now.
Production over everything. If you don't put product first, your business will fail.
City Royals can't afford. His point is the Kansas City Royals can't afford to make this move.
I mean, they just gave Bobby Jr. $300 million,
and no one else will sniff anything close to it because they're Kansas City. They'll pay out. Like, this is done all the time.
And that's a problem.
Do you hate pre-post June 1, blah, blah, blah,
yes.
All that stuff?
Well, that's not
costs a player a timeline and where they can go to their next squad because the team wants to hang on to you to benefit their cap. Do you view that as, like, different?
Why
is it different?
Because if you're going to get rid of somebody, get rid of them. You know, like, get rid of them.
You hate the pre-post June 1 stuff?
I don't like that because I think if you're hurting that person's ability to earn just so you can get some accounting, like, you know, it's a two-way street here. I mean, you can't hurt my ability to earn.
Okay, well.
You know what I mean? This is
sports business. That's happened
production needs to be over.
And they may say, well, this will cost us someone down the road because we gave $10 million. We burned $10 million when we could have just waited for 2 weeks on a 500 team. I see where he's coming from.
I get
right?
Financially.
These guys, you're operating without a budget. These guys, especially in Kansas City. I was there for a year. They have a budget.
I understand. Budget. But they did the right thing for their team. You know, they did the right thing for their team. They're saying, look.
And we'll see what happens when they need to spend again.
They might be a problem. But I don't know. I just what?
That's back to your corners.
We weren't fighting.
Yeah, that was good sparring.
That's not fighting. You want to see fighting? Go watch High Low yesterday. That was fighting.
You two have been.
That was a fight. That was abuse. That was straight abuse. Screaming at an innocent person.
You two have been bickering much worse than that this entire week. All right, Diamond Cavs on the home of the Rangers. Game 3 today in Minnesota. 11:30 pregame. First pitch at 12:10 here on DFW Sports Station. Let's unite. Actually, you guys were really united after the passing of a music legend. Plus, Choppy gets you ready for the U.S. Open, a golf tournament I'm actually really looking forward to for a change. Next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.